All right, on to another question from Confusion down in Australia. So this question on lying, asking questions about when someone is lying. This is suspicious as usual. Again, I think she's using a method of finding a cloak for her sin, her deceit, her false ways to try and make herself look better. This is questionable for several reasons. Number one, in my ministry, I have done nothing different over the last 4 years that she was fully united to us, supporting us. It was placed on her blog every day. It was handed out on gospel cards. She asked me to be her headship for those years. Nothing's changed. And I've been doing it the same way, saying the same things, doing the same things. Now this comes up. I call modern pastors liars, and they are. For many reasons. Number one, they teach false doctrine. And at times, I will blame them for lying and saying things that aren't true for their own words to me, like not emailing after they promised to email, never giving an answer, things like that. Nothing new under the sun with liars. In this case, Confusion in Australia has that issue as well. But we haven't done anything different about how we dispense that word liar or lies over the 4 years, and all of a sudden this question comes up when she needs a cloak for her sin. And number two, the very point needs to be covered: what is a lie and what is a liar? These are all very subjective and case-by-case situations. Nobody gave me a case-by-case to look at here. Each situation must be considered and answered particularly. In general, we can say God hates lies, Proverbs 6:17. It's an abomination. And here you go. If you say something that isn't true, it's a lie and a falsehood. All right? Now, you decide what makes someone a liar, not a liar. It's true, it's not true. You can figure all that out. Let me share something with you. In Proverbs 6, the word lying, when it says God hates a lying tongue, in the Hebrew, shakar, you know what it means? A falsehood, a lie, or an untruth. So this is splitting hairs when you ask this question after 4 years of being united, sharing our website, emailing it out to people. This is splitting hairs to say, well, how can you call someone a liar or say this or say that? It's very, very subject, very questionable. Jesus said this in John 8. If you can't hear the words of God, Satan is your father, and he's the father of lies. So that makes churchianity in lies, as they all keep their false pagan holidays and practice their worldliness and all their false doctrines. Seems pretty clear to me. So this strange hair-splitting question from Confusion in Australia, I think it's lying to cover up her own issues that were uncovered in Canada with the Walter family that she's now reunited to. They're a bunch of hypocrites. And more of that will come out when I do the questions for Patrick that I still have to. He asked me for an answer. I'm going to give him an answer. But we're not in fellowship. We don't even communicate with them anymore. We have no interest. It's long distance. And we don't trust any of them. So I believe this question is another attempt to cover up her own sin and her own shortcomings. What is a lie? Go read Proverbs 6. Who's lying? Who's a liar? What situation should it be applied? Very subjective. Sometimes you have liberty in what you say, but without exact details, I can't speak to any more of this. This is just all smokescreen confusion, and Satan's workers tend to do that. We hope that she may repent, probably in this case, with all this sin, to the saving of her soul. On to another question.